feel comfortable fading myself in here. I just wanted to play like something that I had on hand immediately for the transition between shows. But there's some new Grizz, so we'll get to that a little bit later. But that was Infinite by Grizz. It was one of the tracks I wanted to showcase like right after I had gone to the festival. But I ended up yapping about the festival way too much and didn't have time to play the three Grizz songs that I picked out. But that's one of them. It's really, really good. It's very like spectral. It feels very like floaty. I don't know how else to describe it other than that, but it's like, it's definitely one of those like SpongeBob Ascension memes, you know, where he's like leaning back and he just like lifts up. That's what it feels like. He actually used those visuals at the fest for a different song that also feels like that. He makes a lot of music that feels like that. Anyway, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a crazy week for music. I admittedly am not like super, super caught up. I'm feeling a little like maybe fatigued. I don't think fatigued is the right word, but I've also just been playing a lot of Hades, and I really like the music in that game, so I don't listen to music while I'm playing it. And like when I'm not working or like doing things for my upcoming plans, I've pretty much just been playing Hades lately. It's really, really fun. But I need to like kind of assimilate back into society shortly here, I think. But in any case, there are a couple of songs that came out that definitely grabbed my attention. We got a Skrillex and ISOXO collab release, which is crazy. I have more to say about that later. We got a new Grizz song. There was a whole set of G Jones back-to-back EEPROM that's really good too, and it's line in audio quality. I don't have any of that for the show today, but some really fun watch. I definitely recommend checking that out. I had to watch it with YouTube ads because I recently canceled my premium. I almost got it again on the spot because I was like, I can't believe they put an ad in between like a build during this DJ set, but whatever. But yeah, and then I've also got some of the Liney album that I want to play that we never got to. Last show, I only played one song of it because I wanted to make some time for the tunes my brother selected. But we'll definitely be playing more of it now. In fact, we might do some of it like right now. This first one is called Breaker by Liney. I really like this one. I mean, I like the whole dang album, but I really like this one in like the most positive way possible. I feel like this is like peak music to explore a sewer to. Hopefully when you're like listening to it, that will make sense. But you're like kind of in like this alcove cave type thing, and then this is your OST. This is what's playing in your mind in the background. Maybe it's just me, but I think that when I listen to it. Okay, here's Breaker by Liney.
Tonight I might be hype.
I really like this album a lot. It's so fun. It's so many like simple or familiar noises, but and not like crazy orchestration either, I feel like, but it's just smooth. It's just so fun to move to and listen to and have it like blip bloop all over your brain. I love, especially in that track, the two parts that I really love is the like phone dial sound just kind of like going off, like when someone hung up on you when you had like one of those landline phones, really like that part. I also like there's a certain part in the drop every once in a while where he cuts the drum, but not the effect of like ducking the volume to make room for the drum. So there's just like a big hollow point kind of in the song that fills back in with the beat shortly after. But I like it. A nice little kind of stutter in the drop to add a little bit more unique rhythm, I suppose. I like it. It caught me off guard the first time, but the second time I heard it, like, within the same, you know, listening, I was like, no, yeah, I like that. It fits. This next one is called Triumph by Liney, and it's a collab with Cozy Kev. This one was super, super fun live. Super fun to, like, try and emulate the noises, too, as well. You know, a little acapella dubstep always goes super hard. And also just to, like, go completely feral dance mode too. I like lost pounds to this track when I heard it live, and so glad that it came out so shortly after for me to just listen to over and over again. Like, this whole album I've listened to on loop like so many times already. It's really, really fun, and I cannot recommend it enough. Noise to Dance To by Liney just came out a week and a half ago, but here is Triumph.
Oh,
really like that one too. And I love how, yeah, like how, I don't know how else to describe it other than like wet. It sounds so wet. I love itchy, scratchy brain music, and that definitely falls in that category. It's so drippy. I love it so much. That was Triumph by Liney and Cozy Kev. And the three or four tracks I've played by Liney so far on the show, all very like dirty and like gritty and like low, nice like club energy, I suppose. And there's two tracks on this album that I felt like were a little bit more, they were not necessarily for the club setting, more for like just a maybe like rave. I don't know how to describe the difference between these, but a little bit more uplifting and higher energy rather than like, you know, these dirty basses and slick grooves. This is instead a little stuttery and glitchy, but like elevating, and might be something that plays out like the 3 a.m. Serotonin second wind kind of thing that happens at nights that when you're partying too long. I feel like sometimes you kind of hit a stride where you're like, okay, like if I'm here, I'm staying up till six, I guess, or something. That's really only happened to me like three times, but every time I do hit that second wind, it feels good. And this is the kind of music that I feel like is playing at that point in the night. Also, it's called Digital Runaway, and I just really love that phrase. I feel like that is like, I want that as an Instagram bio, but back when I was like 13, you know, but I can't really do it now because now it has to be whatever it is. I actually have no idea what it is. It's probably something else extremely cringe. But I love Digital. I love Digital Runaway. It sounds super, super cool. And was an instant addition to my playlist devoted to wishing that I could turn myself into little pixels and to go into a machine forever and ever. Not really like Arnim Zola style, but like similarly. Anyway, here's Digital Runaway. Sorry, my brain is kind of all over the place tonight. Something also super lovely about this album is it's 12 songs and 35 minutes long. So each of the songs is really just like a kind of shorter idea, you know, or a concept that is noise to dance to. And it's like two-ish minutes, two and a half on average. And it makes for a really nice just looping listen. Kind of similarly, like, I was a little annoyed when the Skrillex album came out and like so many of the tracks were like 30 seconds long because he like uploaded every you know, transition or, you know, brief sampling of it, or not sampling, but like brief tease of a track, kind of separately in the catalog when he uploaded the album, because they all are different song ideas and maybe just things that he was never going to dedicate like a full release to, talking about more of the like 30 second tracks. But like I grew to really like it because, like, I don't know, it's nice to have a kind of more mixed style album that you can just loop and listen to over and over again. It doesn't matter that some of the tracks are like 30 seconds long because you're probably not just listening to like one of the tracks. That being said, there's also like maybe two or three songs on this album that I've looped a lot more than the others, and that is Heard You, Digital Runaway, and the Step to It, and Section, but that one doesn't count because it came out a lot earlier, sort of, maybe. They're short enough that we have time for more, so I'm going to play Fire because I think it really gets into the, like, classic liney sound, which is somewhere in between a frog and a duck, in my opinion, but very, like, this organic kind of quacky, squelchy bass, and mixed with some really clubby vocals and also like super super digitalized vocals. He has a trend of using the kind of like, not Google Translate voice, but that's what I'm gonna call it, just like the very basic, you know, text to speech engine voice, and he'll mix that in with his songs and tracks and stuff. And this one I really especially like. It kind of cuts off a more clubby, boisterous voice, and cuts straight to just fire, and it sounds fun. I like it. It's also a crazy beat. Like, this whole album is so insane. I cannot recommend it enough. Go listen to Noise to Dance too. It goes crazy. Anyway, here's Fire.
Just kidding. dripping bread.
Yeah, this whole album is so good, man. I know I just keep saying that over and over again, but it continues to be true. Fire is the one liney track I was really hoping would make the album. I'm so glad it did. Yeah, it goes crazy. I think it also, like, a couple, like I mentioned earlier, a couple of the songs on this album are really just, like, simple sounds and samples and a good groove, and there's nothing that really, like, there's nothing stand out-ish perhaps about it. Like, it's just like everything's put together so well, but like if it was released on its own, I would be like, this is a good beat that someone, you know, put together. But them sitting in place within this album gives them a little bit more like weight and gravity, I feel like. And some of the tracks like Fire and Section, I feel like, honestly, the three leading tracks, Section, Step to It, and Fire, really set the pace for, like, no, this is some of the, like, weirder sounds that Liney can really get into, or some of the weirder, you know, sampling techniques of splitting different vocals off and stuff like that, before introducing you to some of the more smoother, simpler stuff towards the middle of the album. But super, super good. And I don't ever mean simple, at least not in this case. I don't mean it in a negative context. Like, I like the simplicity and openness, perhaps. It's not like overstimulating. It's just the right sounds in the right places. You know what I mean? Super, super great. Kind of a switch up here, but Leotrix dropped like 3 songs recently. I really like his stuff. It's always been very interesting. It usually tends towards some more like wonky color bass, lots of like crystally noises, and like lots of arrhythmic stuff, like kind of not on any specific beat, but just cool sounds. This one is a lot more grounded and also has a nice little ARP effect on a volume gate effect that I always kind of really like, especially when it's loosely on vocals, like it is on this one. And I think the other songs on that he released are pretty good, but this one was my favorite. If you like it, definitely check out more of his stuff. I cannot recommend Leotrix enough, especially, I think, if I'm getting this right. I can't say like especially and then I think if I'm getting this right. Let me confirm this just to be sure. He did Emo Boy 303, which is just a crazy, crazy song. We might just drop that after this because I'm feeling it. I don't know. We'll see. We've got some other stuff to get to. Maybe we'll play it more towards the end. But here is Here For You by Leotrix. Leotrix. I don't really know how to say his name. But here's a good song by them. It's short. It's sweet. It's cute. I like it. I really like the drop sound. It's just very smooth. It's nice listening. Which I can't say for all of Leotrix's tracks. Usually I feel like they're more like my jaw is kind of on the floor because I have no idea like what I'm hearing or how he was able to piece it together. But it's nice to hear something a little bit more smoother and straightforward from him too. All right. It's come to the point in the show where Diego once again has to rep opening DJ from the San Holo show. St. Mary, the goat, she's so incredible. There's a ton of remixes for Slander and San Holo's song Broken Hearted, and I genuinely haven't listened to most of the other ones yet. I'll probably get to them, but I have listened to this one a lot. It's just so like RL Grime play coded. Like, it feels like there is a part in this song that belongs on all three parts of the RL Grime play like mega project that was like three, you know, mini albums or like three EPs kind of put together, and they all had their different like vibe. It feels like there's parts of this remix that like each part could fit into parts of that album, and I really, really loved that album. This holds a special place in my heart. But also, I think like just the contrast between the original track and what happens in this one is like super. I don't know. You can still definitely hear a lot of the grounding elements. It's not just like a remix where it goes, you know, off and does its own thing, but like uses the same vocal sample or something. No shade for those. Some of those are my favorite songs too. I'm just saying, could have been like, you know, a different release anyway. Yeah, but I'm going to play this one. I don't really know any of the other remixes that are like, I haven't listened to them enough to play them, but I'm sure they're really great. Cause I think they were compiled by the artists themselves. Like which ones to kind of throw together on a released album or compilation or whatever. But this one goes crazy. It's Broken Hearted, remixed by St. Mary, and vocals from Julia Church, I think. Yeah.
Feel it in the atmosphere. The sun runs round the corner. Nothing left for you. We'll be right back.
absolutely crazy. I'm like 99% sure she dropped that when we saw her. But very excited to hear it again live. There's just so many components of it that switch up the pace on the floor, you know? Super, super fun. I've got another kind of crazy one here. Virtual Riot released a remix out. I've got a lot of uhs tonight. I'm feeling a little bit slower, but that's okay. It's been very busy lately, and I kind of finally had a weekend just like to myself where I didn't do that much. It's kind of nice. My brother was visiting. It was super nice to see him and like hang out with him, especially because like most of what we did was just kind of like lounge around and like watch stuff or play games or just like chat a little bit. We went out a little bit, but like for the most part, we were just kind of like chilling. So that was very restful, at least. But I also very much appreciate my like me time where I can just like pretend like I don't exist and lock my room door and just like hermit. And I got some time to do that, which is really nice. But also heading out to New York for Halloween here shortly. And so grab some last minute costume prep stuff tonight, at least. And I have to figure out more stuff if I'm having a second costume or not, or if I'm just modifying the first one to some type of abomination. We'll see. There's a lot of components, but all in all, I have no excuse for feeling slow, I guess. I'm just a slow human being. But I have so many ums. I'm so sorry. But Virtual Riot released a remix album. There's a Tokyo Machine remix that I really, really like. I don't know if we'll get to it on this show, but I wanted to play the Star Destroyer VIP. So this is Virtual Riot remixed his own song. And I feel like it's kind of like a anything you can do Virtual Riot can do better kind of song. He releases one of these every once in a while. It's just like so far out of like what his past like 10 releases were or something, and so in line with what the current sound is, I feel like. Like this is a very like housey, slightly dubstep, but like mostly just like clubhousey beat that's very like Noctu-ish slash like the Ray Volpe house stuff that's been really popular lately. Ray Volpe house is not what it's called, but that's what I call it because he has like 4-8 songs with it. And it's just a crazy good track. It's also such a change up from the original one, which has like almost no grounding on the drums at all for the first drop. And then the second one, it uses them just to like really smooth out into this like kind of evolutionary, like trancey kind of drop. This one is both drops are very consistent and straightforward, and the drums play like such a huge role in grounding it. So definitely a big switch up, I guess, in terms of concept or like idea for the song. So, and really cool to hear some of these noises, like some of these noises and sounds and, you know, instruments in this alternative setting. I swear Virtual Riot is such a genius, man. It's so crazy watching his brain work. Okay, anyway, here's Star Destroyer VIP.
Possible for tones to be developed with unprecedented accuracy.
We'll be right back.
He's so crazy, man. He's so crazy. I saw Virtual Riot live when I was like 19, and I did not treasure it enough, man. I mean, I did. I was like over the moon, but I didn't digitally treasure it enough. And by that, I mean, like, my phone was not capable of doing so, because I was like right in the front and I wanted to get some videos because I was like, oh, this goes crazy, or oh, I love this song. Or it was like my first rave ever that, you know, went past like 11, you know, and it was super, super fun. But now when I go back to watch the videos, and this is a warning for the headphone users or anybody who's, it's late at night and doesn't want something loud in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it kind of just sounds like, because I'm so close to the speaker and the bass was like way up there. So that kind of stinks, but he was so good. Like, he had mixes of like stuff that got released like just the day prior, and I know like he probably had access to it a little earlier than that, but still, like, just super fun to see that incorporated into the show so quickly. And he's very eager to just like do stuff with music and sounds, and it comes across, man. It's so impressive. Love that track. The entire remix album and the original album are both really, really great. Go check them out. There's a Skybreak Half-Blood remix on there. I think there's a Have remix. There's a really good Mora Kismet remix, which I think I played on the show, but maybe I didn't. Actually, I don't know if... I don't think I did. Maybe we'll do that, too. I need a double check on that. I'll double check it while I play something else here, but I want to make sure that we get to... two more tracks before the show ends here. Oh my goodness, where are they? I have my catalog so very organized, and that is a very big lie. Okay, this first one is Funk You Up. I have to be careful how I say that so FCC doesn't kill my show, is what I was going to say. It's called Funk You Up, and it's by Grizz. He debuted it at the fest that I went to. And it's so good. I'm really surprised that it came out this early, honestly. I was kind of thinking we wouldn't see most of these tracks for, like, kind of maybe at least until a week or two before Hijinks, which is, I think, like, the next, like, really big show that he's playing. He's playing some of his own shows as well, but Hijinks is, like, one of the more... people who are there for other artists might also see Grizz because he's there. And so, like, it might be marketably advantageous to kind of stagger your releases in such a way. And maybe he still is. It's really, really fun, and it's so nice to have like Grizz back, and like cannot wait to see him more consistently in my release radar. Obviously no rush to the Funk King himself, but so glad to have this one. He's got a really cool collab with Effin coming out soon, a great one with Levity, and one of the like coolest things I've ever heard on his more, it was at least played during his Golden Hour set. I don't know if it's going to be released in like a Golden Hour release or later on like a just more chill part of an album or something, but I swear it was so pretty. It was like, I don't know how to describe the sounds that I heard, and I cannot wait for that one to come out. But in the meantime, Funk You Up has all of the energy that I really loved from Knuckle Puck. It doesn't have Prob Cause in it, shame, but it's still really good, authentic Grizz, just crazy bass growls and brass and good vibes. And I'm very, very glad he's back. And this first release kind of since hitting the stage again goes crazy. It goes super, super hard. So here's Funk You Up with Grizz. We'll be right back. All right, yeah, it goes so hard. I'm so glad Grizz is back. I just keep saying it goes hard, but it's true. It continues to do so as well. The continuations are... okay, anyway, I keep slipping up, man. I gotta be careful. FCC's gonna ruin me my whole life, but not if I say the PSA. PSA, Dementia PSA. Dementia Society of America PSA. Oh, that's the title. My bad, y'all. ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Man, yeah, I guess if it's free, why not? And you have time, of course. Maybe during like a lunch break or something, get that guide. And take care of your brain. It's like the only one you got. Probably the only one you'll get, too. Science is moving fast, but I don't know if it's moving faster than our lifespans at this point. So take good care of what you got is basically all I'm saying. I don't think I did play... Wow, sorry for the volume spike there. I don't think I played the More Kismet remix at all. So we might get back to that at some point. I want to make sure that I play... usually when... there's a Grizz release, it skyrockets to like the number one song that I listened to that week. Not the case this time, and that is because we got Fuse, which is a Skrillex and ISOXO collab. ISOXO worked behind the scenes a lot on Skrillex's most recent album, as well as Virtual Riot. Just throwing that out there. They're all the goats. Got all the goats today in this show. Grizz is included in the ghost. He's in like such a different field, but like, man, if we ever get a Grizz Skrillex collab, that would be crazy. It's never gonna happen, but if it did, that would, I don't even know how to describe or how what to anticipate from that. Anyway, this is so crazy of like a bro step song. It takes me, like, there's a lot of memes about people being like, oh wow, this takes me back, and I posted one on my story of like the first time you heard like a Skrillex song and you're like, what are these noises that I'm hearing and why does it kind of sound good, or like, why am I liking this music? Because I know like on paper, this can't be it, man. This can't be real music. But I'm grooving to it. And this is like so in line with that sound and style. And there's a certain kind of like hollowness in some of the production that just feels like it came straight from like 2013 in like the best way possible. It's really, really good. We've got some nice elements of just Skrillex bro step growls made probably just with like Roar in Ableton, and we've got the ISO snare, and also there I mean, I'm sure he did a lot more than the snare, but you hear it in this track for sure. It's super, super clean too. It's just a fun, goofy, not goofy, but like fun, emblematic bro step track. Love it so much. Also, their tags go so, so hard together. I'll let it play out, but they have stuff that they throw in their songs so that you know what it is. And ISOXO's is Don't Get Mad at Me Baby, and Skrillex's is just this person screaming oh my god. And together they sound amazing. It sounds just beautiful. It's a harmonious sequence. Okay, anyway, here's Fuse. I've listened to it a lot, and here's gonna be one more time. Hope you like it as much as I do. Thank you. Also love how the song just ends, man. That's so, like, that's how it used to be, man. The way Fuse starts, plus the way it just cuts off at the end, makes me feel like it's the intro song to an EP album that one of them has coming out. Yeah, no, for sure. It's so good. I mean, there's got to be, like, an ISO Skrill EP on the way. I don't know, maybe not a collab EP, but I feel like ISO's got an EP cooking up that he'll drop soon. It's been a minute, is all I'm saying, since we got a little something from ISOXO. That's probably, like, all I've got time for to play of stuff, but that is also all I really wanted to play. I just think Fuse is such a crazy, crazy good track. I love how the drums sound like they're straight from, like, a 2013 dubstep song. So perfect. Probably because they are, because Skrillex made most of that. It's just fun to jump back into it, and I can't wait to see what's coming up next from these two. They've been working together a lot more recently, so that's exciting. Yeah, this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Probably just going to throw something on that I've also been looping a little bit here, especially at work recently when I need to do, like, reading or other things that are just kind of, like, menial, but not, like, I don't know. I can't always be listening to the Weird Noises playlist. That's false. I can. But I like this one recently, mostly because I've been addicted to Hades. And this is the theme that plays when Icarus enters. And I've always loved the character of Icarus. And especially in this game, he's just an adorable little inventor dude. And the music is really, really good. Darren Korb cooked on this entire OST. It's super good. If you're not going to play the game, just listen to it. But if you are going to play it, there's, like, spoilers kind of in the OST, so don't. But, like, if you're not going to play it, it's cool stuff. It's really cool. I'm going to get it playing now. Put something on to let the next people fade in here. This is Winged Apprentice by Darren Korb.